Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Doris Day.
Hi, this is Kix 1.1. Who is this?
This is Dave. You want to talk to a farmer?
I do. I do indeed. So your name is Dave?
Dave, yep.
Hi, Dave. So where is your farming operation at?
I'm just east of Collins in southeast Story County.
Okay. And what do you have? Tell me about your farm.
I have hogs and cattle and corn, soybeans, and some hay.
You've got everything except chickens, but that's okay.
Well, yeah.
So how long have you been on the farm, Dave?
I've been farming. This is my 35th year.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. So what are some of the challenges that you see with farming right now?
Well, the big challenge is the fallout from the COVID-19 and then the oil war or battle between Russia and Saudi Arabia that's pushed the price of oil down, which is good for people buying fuel, but it's terrible for the ethanol plants, which is a major purchaser of our corn behind the livestock industry.
Oh, I see. Sure. Yeah. And I know about the gasoline war, but I forgot about that part of it as far as the ethanol is concerned. Wow.
Yeah, there was one ethanol company that has said they're not going to honor the contracts that they already had in place for grain purchases from farmers and other suppliers based upon their losses. Now, how far that will go being a contract, I don't know if they'll be sued or how that's going to work out, but that's really put the hurt on those guys bad.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. So what are the bright spots of being a farmer?
Well, the bright spots of the farmers, we're always looking for tomorrow to be better. I mean, we're the eternal optimists. We breed an animal looking forward to the offspring coming and then those animals growing and then feeding the world. And we put seed in the ground hoping for that crop to grow and flourish and to be profitable. So we're looking at the trade deal with Japan and the one phase one with China, hoping we can get more exports over there with our livestock. Stock and the people that are grain farmers, you might say, well, how does that help grain farmers if it's selling pork and beef over there? Well, pork and beef eat your corn and your soybeans, so that helps everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about the animals on your farm.
I used to have what they called a farrow to finish hog operation, which is birth to market, but mm-hmm. I quit doing that. I'm getting a little older, and I don't have any in the next generation that wants to work that way. So I buy pigs at about 40 pounds of weight called feeder pigs, mm-hmm. and I feed them on up to about 300 pounds market weight and sell them. And then my cows, I have about 20 cows, and I, you know, have a bull, and I raise calves, and I try to direct market most of the calves, sell somebody a quarter to half to a whole beef and take to the local locker. And then the heifers, I'm usually keeping those back and growing my operation. But I'm getting to the point now where I need to start selling a few heifers, too, because I'm running out of feed availability for me.
Oh, boy. What kind of cattle do you have?
Mostly a Gelvie cross. I have an Angus bull right now, so I'll have an Angus Gelvie cross. But they're a good docile animal, and they're good growth, and they're good meat eating quality.
Cool. All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for all of your time today. Thank you for the great job that you do feeding America. And I'm a farmer's daughter, so I understand about the feeder pigs. I understand about the crops, all that
right.
sort of thing. So. Just thank you. God bless you. And thanks for calling me today.
Hey, you're welcome. And thanks for thinking of us.
You're welcome. Not a problem. Bye-bye.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's Best Country. Kix 101.1.